Thank you. Apostolic Church of Deliverance. Amen. This time we pray that you feel a part of the Agape family. Amen. When we believe in the Word of God, the Word of God said we should endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. For there's one body, even as we're called, and one hope of our calling. One Lord. How many Lords?
One Lord.
One faith. And one baptism. One God. Come on, one with me.
One God.
Who's the Father? That we said, praise the Lord. Truly, we are honored this afternoon to be in church one more time. Amen. It was no guarantee when we woke up this morning that we would have a right mind to be in church. But we honor the Lord because of His goodness. Amen. On Friday evening, we went over the Laodicean church. How many know that Jesus is the head of the church? And that the church is His body. Amen. Jesus is the head and the church is His body. But one portion of Revelation chapter 3, Jesus says He's standing and knocking, trying to get into His own body. Jesus is standing and knocking, trying to get into His own body. These last days, a lot of churches have left Jesus out. Can you imagine the Lord knocking, trying to get in His own body? Amen. So the concern today is spiritually, why are we in church? Why do we serve the Lord? Why do we come to church? Is coming to church a routine? Is it a habit? Do we come to church because we've always hated the church? Amen. Has serving the Lord become robotic? Meaning that it's like a computer. All you have to do is turn it on and it does everything else. There's no mindset that's put into coming to church. So is coming to church and serving God robotic? Another term for being robotic is, are you on spiritual autotron? Which means you just go through the mechanics. Amen. You don't have to put any effort in it. But do we come to church for, as the Lord Jesus said, to hunger and thirst after
righteousness.
Amen. I don't come to church to escape hell. I don't come to church to appease anybody else. Hallelujah. But I come to church because God has been good to me. When I was yet a sinner, undeserving of salvation, the scripture lets me know that Jesus died for me. So I come to church, hallelujah. I got some best friends and I got some great friends, but I don't come to church for my friends. I come to church because of how good God has been to me. I'm going to have you stand in a minute. Minister Stoffer got a lot more energy than the rest of y'all, but that's all right. But one of the things that of great concern is in the absence of spiritual leadership, the church will go corrupt. In the absence of true spiritual leadership, the church will go corrupt. Well, that's what the Lord was dealing with the Laodicean church. And how do we substantiate that? The Bible lets us know when Moses went up 40 days and 40 nights before the Lord. While he was up on the mountain, all of a sudden God ended their meeting. And he said, Moses, get down quickly. Well, Lord, why do I need to get down? He said, because the people have quickly turned out of the way. Amen. Aaron had made a golden calf. And the Lord said, get down quickly, because the people have corrupted themselves. So when the spiritual leadership moved out the way, though Aaron, who is the official beginning of the Levitical priesthood, he did not have true spiritual leadership. So as a result of not having true leadership, he listened to the people. So I'm saying today, amen, pray for leadership. Pray for the pastors. Not just me, pray for pastors everywhere. Because in the absence of quality, good spiritual leadership, the saints will go corrupt. Amen. So the Lord told Moses, he said, get down quickly. Because the people have turned out of the way. Holiness is all about God. We do not need anything new. And we definitely don't need to change. Amen. So Moses came down and he was shocked. He said, Aaron, what did you do? He said, well, Moses, the people didn't see you. So they asked me to make them a god. How could the very people that God had delivered out of bondage, the very people that had been crying to God, how could they say that they didn't see God because Moses was gone? Because in the absence of quality spiritual leadership, the people will corrupt themselves. My concern today is for the church. Amen. We do not want to just go through the forms of salvation. The scripture lets us know that in the last days, men will have a form of godliness. We do not want to just look the part and dress the part. But in our hearts, we want to be right before God. And Paul tells Timothy they will have a form of godliness, but in essence, they will be denying the power thereof. He said, from such,
turn away.
From such,
turn away.
If there's no God in it, you need to turn away. Because if you don't turn away from that, that spirit will corrupt you. Amen. Let us stand for our scripture reading. With that being said, our concern today is no corruption in the church. Can we say no corruption?
No corruption.
In the church.
Church.
Well, in order for there not to be any corruption in the church, we have to be right individually first. Amen?
Amen.
No corruption in the church. Well, even though Moses was leading the people of God, he did not realize that they corrupted themselves. But God knew. So it's important this afternoon, God, my life is an open book before you.
Amen.
I don't need anybody else to judge me. Lord, I need to stand before you. And I need you to examine me, Lord. And if there's anything in me that should not be, we should ask God to take it out. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 25 reads, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints
of the Most High.
Wait a minute. Daniel was talking about the last days. He was talking about the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit that went against God. He said he's going to speak great words against God, and then he's going to
wear out the saints.
Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we're grateful. Lord, today we lift our eyes to your holy hills from whence cometh our help. Lord, we ask you on this afternoon, Lord, search us, O God, and know our hearts. Lord, then try us and know our thoughts. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Lord, see if there be any wicked way in us. And then we give you permission, O God, to lead us in the way everlasting. So, Lord, our request this afternoon, Lord, is order our steps through thy word. Hallelujah for the steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. Lord, send your word to heal this afternoon. Lord, send your word to deliver this afternoon. Lord, send your word to set free in the name of Jesus. Satan, spirit of hatred, spirit of division, we suffered you even now in the name of Jesus. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. Corruption in the church. Amen. The Lord himself said, by their fruits ye shall know them. Amen. The Lord said, by their fruits ye shall know them. In other words, how are they living? Amen. You know, a lot of times we like to try to represent one thing, but we live another way. Well, the Lord says, by their fruits you shall know them. I don't care how much you want to get roses out of a one of those poison ivy. They go for ivies, right? Or an ivy. I don't care how much you want to get a rose out of a poison ivy. By its fruit, you will know. And if you don't know it, I had poison ivy before. I guarantee you one.